This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Play a couple of highlights as to why the Jets, one of the reasons the Jets lost last night to the Bills 23-20, score tied at 20 and a short field goal.
It is Greg Zuerlein out from 32 yards from the left hash to try and give the Jets the lead. Out of the hold of Morstead. The snap clean, the placement down, the kick is up, end over end, and it is no good. It hit the upright. It knuckleballed to the left.
And missed. And then with the score still 20-20, how about again?
The snap clean. The placement down. The kick is on the way. And this kick moves to the left. Hits the upright. And it's no good.
Again. Yeah. And then wow. The Bills did get it. So they 23-20 is the final.
This is same old Jets.
Sportsman so, voice.
This is the clip I'd like to play for you. It's 30 seconds, and Aaron Rodgers was asked about the interception at the end, which we've all been talking about this morning. This is his take on what happened, where the ball was supposed to go, and the route that was run.
Two verticals, you know. Allen's down the seam, Mike's down the red line. So I'm looking at Allen. He puts his hand up, three guys go with him, so I'm throwing a no-look to the red line. And when I just peek my eyes back there, he's running a handbreaker. So, it's got to be down the red line.
So were you throwing that to come back to it?
No, I was throwing it to the red line, but when I got to about here, I really had an in-breaker, so I had to kind of adjust it a little bit. But the play is two guys vertical, one guy down the seam, one guy on the red line.
God, I'm a novice.
All right,
I don't see a red line.
So all right, so get me Davante Adams. Hurry up. Get him here.
Get him here, make the
pun. Is that what he's saying?
That's what it sounds like to me. But I know what he's talking about, but I have to see the top of the route to see whether or not he's characterizing it properly. There's no reason to lie because we can all see it, but I the top of the route looks to me like he's going to the sideline. And I don't know why Mike Williams would be doing that. And if you have two guys, and I understand the seam concept. All right, so you have the inside guy, Alan Lazard, going, taking three guys with him. Mm-hmm. He wants to hit Williams on the sideline, which I'm assuming that he is calling that the red line. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure how they describe, you know, that part of the field. But it sounds like that's how they describe.
Well,
it.
I mean, basically, forget about all the mumbo jumbo here for a second. He's blaming that interception on Mike Williams.
100%.
That's what's going on,
which is unbelievable to me.
I mean, it's as clear as day. He's blaming the interception on the wide receiver.
That's why I said, get me Davante Adams.
Yeah, no, of course, get him here, make the ton of.
Like normally you would say we're just not on the same page somehow. You know what I mean? Like you would just normally say we're not on the same page. You know, I thought he was going to do something. He did something else, and unfortunately it didn't work out. That's normally how you would explain that.
Supposed to, I threw it where he's supposed to be, and he wasn't there. So
not on me.
If a facial expression could tell a story, it looked like he was thinking, get me the hell out of here last night. Just watching the press conference. He looked so
annoyed. Well, during the game, too.
Well,
on the sideline.
True.
It's crazy.
That is true. He definitely looks angry, that's for sure. Here's Breece Hall. They're not scoring. They were in the red zone at least, I think it was four times. What is the issue?
I just feel like we got to lock in more and have better communication. I know me and Aaron had a miscommunication on one today at the end of the game that would have hit big for us. So, you know, it sucks that, you know, those plays are left out there. But,
this one here, how did
you know, we had more than enough chances. We had, I think, four times in the red zone that we should have came away with
four
seven.
Straight.
I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, that safety was way back there and out of the picture and comes up and took a great angle. But it just, I couldn't believe it. It's almost like that guy dropped out of the sky.
The Bills in that first quarter, when they saw contact, they ran right at the Jets, put their shoulder down, and ran over them.
Yeah.
And here he's dancing, just straight line. But it's the way it goes. Here was Jeff Ulbrich. The defense, not good enough.
It's just not, we're just not accustomed to it. You know, there's some communication errors. There's definitely some times where I could have put them in better calls. And then there was some assignment errors. So it's just, it wasn't the defense that we're accustomed to, especially against the run.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.